Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It's so good to see all of you on this fourth Sunday after Pentecost, and we are glad that you're with us today as we have the privilege of being able to gather together and celebrate today, not only in worship and singing and praying and hearing the word, but also celebrating in baptism today of this young little lady this morning. And we are looking forward to that celebration later on. And also later on, we're going to be talking about kind of the focus of the story there. We've talked a little bit about Elijah and Elisha the last several Sundays. And we're going to continue on with that story about a great army commander who comes and humbles himself before God to be healed. And so we're looking forward to that also. So as we begin together, let's stand and join and sing our Gloria Patria. Join together, therefore, our call to worship. Today, we give thanks to God for our freedoms.
We celebrate God's wondrous grace.
God visits the earth and waters it,
greatly enriching our lives.
God showers our nation with grace,
blessing our lives and all of creation.
Let us sing together for joy. Let's join together and do that. You can either turn in your hymn books to hymn number 611, God of Our Fathers, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint. We're going to be singing all four verses this morning. God of together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin this morning. God of mercy, heal our nation. Open our hearts and our spirits to your grace and love that we might be your alternate community. Citizens of heaven, shining in our communities and nation. This we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. And you may be seated, and we're going to turn to hymn number 330, Faith of Our Fathers, and we're only going to sing the first and third verse this morning. Invite our kids to come forward this morning, if they would. Come on. Come on. Have a seat. I hear four. Well, thank you. Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I heard that some of you got to do something last night. What did you do? Can you tell me what you got to do last night? You slept! You did a water slide? Cool.
Out when you're at
home. Oh, well, when you were at home. Okay, so, oh, yeah, water slides are the best when it's hot out, isn't it? Somebody fell out of the camper bunk bed because her brother keeps her. That's great. I love those stories because I remember a story. We were driving in the camper, and we were in the car, we were pulling the camper, kind of like Papa does. And my sisters and I were fighting in the back of the car. And my dad goes, "If you guys don't stop fighting, I'm going to stop this car, and then you're all going to be in trouble." Yeah, so we got quiet because we didn't want Dad to stop the car. But those are fun. Now, I heard you did something at Grandma Papaw's last night. What did you do? There you go. Thank you. Somebody helped out. Yes. Oh, you were catching fireflies. Have you gone to fireworks yet? Are you going tonight or tomorrow night? I'm not sure. What night is Troy?
Tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow night. Why are we doing fireworks? What do we? Boy, they love to tell stories, don't they? Did one of them fall over and about start the barn on fire?
Yes.
Okay, I heard that one. So why are we shooting off fireworks?
Because they're beautiful.
Yeah, they are beautiful.
They make you like water and cheese.
Oh my gosh. Why are we celebrating? Yeah, because of the 4th of July. And we're celebrating our freedoms as a nation. You know, the United States of America, we have all of our freedoms and all of those things, and we're celebrating all of that this weekend. And we were singing about this morning about those that have gone before us, men and women who have helped us keep the faith in God at the founding of our nation, and then today, and a little bit later at the end of the service, we're going to sing America the Beautiful. Because we do need God to continue to bless our nation. And that's something that has made us a great nation because of our faith in God. And we always want God to be in our lives. And so we're going to be celebrating that later on and throughout this weekend. As you're going to be going camping, I heard, and other of you are going to be doing things. I would like to do a cookout. Oh, because it's Grandpa's birthday.
And there's going to be a pool there.
There's going to be a pool there.
And I'm going to get some windows.
Oh, okay. He's going to get you a pump. There you go. You got it made now. Oh, my gosh. They can tell. You can write a book. Grandma, you better get your computer fired up there. So you can write a book. Wants to go down with them. Well, we're going to try to go to prayer after that. Whew. Talk about entertaining group. Well, Carla told me this morning, she said, and Brad, that they had a crazy, wonderful time last night. And maybe this morning you have a joy or concern that you would like to share. As you can see in the back of the bulletin there, there are lots of needs, and there was a message on the answer machine about somebody else. So there's lots that we need to be praying for this morning. So maybe you have a joy or concern you'd like to share. Okay, unspoken. And we know God knows what that is. Okay, yeah. A couple of them this morning. Somebody else. Yep. What was it?
Colette.
Okay.
And yesterday I was in the grocery and I met this lady. I don't know her name. She told me that she had had breast cancer. It came back. And she said, it came back with a present. And I said, what are you talking about? And she said, I'm having seizures with it. And she was
wow. Okay, so we want to remember that lady this morning.
And Kitty Conway, she's my cousin. She's having heart trouble. She's the one who is Jennifer's mother that she takes care of. And remember Ellen and Blake.
Okay, yes. Yes, so we want to remember the Collette family with the loss of this loved one, this lady who has been battling breast cancer or a comeback, Kitty with heart trouble, and then Ellie Yes, continued healing for her with the blood clot she had that in her other leg, her good leg, and definitely want to keep them. Somebody else? Yeah. Yes, so Chase was telling me that yesterday. One of his classmates got fireworks went off and hit him in the face, and the doctor said if it would have been an inch higher, he would have lost his sight in one of his eyes. So we're thankful, but also want to keep him in our prayers. His name's Brady. Someone else? Yes. So we want to remember Gerald. Remember, we've been praying for him over the last few weeks, having the spine kind of reconstruction surgery, two-phase operation, serious thing. But yes, and someone else. Anybody else this morning? Yeah.
I have two of the Haynes and Humphrey family, the loss of dad and grandparents. And also my mom spent 3 days in the hospital this week with fluid around her heart, lungs, and just need additional prayers for reduced swelling and not so much fluid retention.
Yeah, so we want to remember the Hayne Humphrey family with the loss of the dad, and kind of a sudden loss too. He was like 73. And then for Carol, Jody's mom, with his fluid, she's been having issues on and off, but it's come up, was kind of serious, and she spent 3 days in the hospital, and appreciate your prayers for her. Anybody else this morning? Yeah. Okay, say the last name again.
Bondurant.
Okay, so we want to remember the Bondurant family, and for the loss of this young one, young man too. So appreciate your prayers for there. Anybody else this morning? Yes, yes. Yeah, and I will say something about that. Junior and Rita. Yeah.
I have two unspoken.
Okay. And we know the Lord knows those. And so lots of them. Ellie's been mentioned. Esther, she's getting adjusted with her medicine, with diabetic and all of that. Junior and Rita Francis. Rita Francis had a serious stroke this past week. Junior is the one they called hospice in for. Just kind of deteriorating. Remember we said last week he was not really eating that much, and appreciate your prayers for him. Continue prayers for Greg. When he'll be getting back, he'll be going through a series of visits and trying to get everything scheduled up to get that mass. They believe at this time, unless something changes, that it's not cancerous, but it needs to get off of his gland, I think it was, yes, that's affecting him. And then Mandy, is there any update? Okay. And for Bill, healing for that sore. For Kay, continued strength. For Dick Beatty, who's battling just cancer throughout his body. And then there was a message. Kay left a message on the answer machine saying that Jim was in the hospital this week. And I don't know if anybody knew that. And I didn't know anything about it. But we want to lift him up. She wasn't sure if he got home yet, but appreciate your prayers for Jim Maitland this morning. Anybody else then, before we go to prayer?
Just a little bit of good news. If you haven't been out to see the dedication garden, I would encourage you to go. Tom and Brad have worked very hard for the last couple weeks, and they have a bench out there now. You can sit and contemplate in some moonlight lights, and it's very beautiful.
Yeah, so it's just right out here, and if you'd like to go out and see that. So, so as she plays, we're going to have a chance to maybe you quietly there in your seats lifting up some of these names and situations, and then I'll come and close us out. So. As we pause today in our service, we are so grateful that Jesus does love us. And even when we're weak and struggling in our lives, you still love us and you care about us so much. And Lord, we are grateful today that Jesus, you are the one that taught us to come to you in prayer. Come to the Father in prayer, and that you will hear us, and that you will work and move and do those things according to your will and way. And so we lift up those that have been mentioned, several of them today, Lord. We lift up this lady that's battling breast cancer. We lift up Kitty with heart trouble. We lift up Ellie today, Lord. We lift up Brady to you, Lord. We lift up Gerald to you today. We lift up Carol to you today. Lord, we lift up Esther. We lift up Junior and Rita. We lift up Greg and Mandy and Bill and Kay and Dick and Jim. Lord, we just ask for your healing touch, your healing strength, your grace, your peace, your guidance, your love, Lord, for each of these today as we lift them up by name, Lord. You know the situations, and God, we just pray for your touch and your grace today for them. Lord, we also lift up some that have been mentioned, the Collette family, Lord, the Hain-Humphrey family, the Bondurant family, God, with the loss of these loved ones. Lord, we just pray for your comfort, your peace, and your love. That will be extended in these situations. Thank you for family, friends, people that come and surround us and stand with us during times of loss. And we just ask for your grace to be extended to each of them today. And Lord, we also lift up these four that were mentioned, unspoken needs today. God, we know that you know what is going on there. And we just ask for your hand, your grace, and your presence to be real in those each of those situations, whatever it may be, in the lives of people. And God, we ask that you would work there as only you can do. Lord, we continue to lift up those on our monthly list, so many of them that are battling cancer and other serious illness. God, we just pray that your healing touch, your grace, your strength will be extended to each of them. And Lord, we do thank you today as we celebrate this weekend as a nation for our freedoms. And we're thankful for the men and women who have served our nation in so many different ways. And God, we are grateful and we are thankful. And we ask that you would continue to heal our land and bring peace that we might continue to be a democracy, a light shining on a hill, an example of how to live in the 21st century, God, and that there's freedoms for all. And Lord, we continue to ask your blessing and your grace on our nation, our leaders, and all the way down from national to local to communities, and that you would continue to guide us and grant us your peace, we pray, As we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Well, thank you for joining with us in prayer this morning. We do believe it makes a difference in people's lives. Well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And as I always share, thank you so much for your generosity and faithfulness each week. However you give, every other week or once a month. And that continues the work of the ministry here of our local church and our missions around the world and in our community. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Join together there for our prayer dedication in the bulletin. God of wonder, we thank you for the gifts of this world we share today. May they be a blessing in meeting needs in Jesus' name. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is kind of a long one. Comes from 2 Kings chapter 5. It's our lectionary Old Testament reading. And we're going to be reading verses 1 through 14. And you can follow along. Hopefully you'll be able to read it there on the PowerPoint this morning. Nahaman, a general for the king of Aram, was a great man and highly regarded by his master. because through him the Lord had given victory to Aram. This man was a mighty warrior, but he had a skin disease. Now the Aramean raiding parties had gone out and captured a young girl from the land of Israel. She served Nahamam's wife. She said to her mistress, "I wish that my master could come before the prophet who lives in Samaria. He would cure him of his skin disease." So Nahaman went and told his master what the young girl from the land of Israel had said. Then Aram's king said, "Go ahead, I will send a letter to Israel's king." So Nahaman left. He took along 10 kakars of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 changes of clothing. He brought the letter to Israel's king. It read, "Along with this letter, I'm sending you my servant Nahaman, so you can cure him of his skin disease." When the king of Israel read the letter, he ripped his clothes. He said, "What? Am I God to hand out death and life? But this king writes me asking me to cure someone of his skin disease. You must realize that he wants to start a fight with me." When Elisha, the man of God, heard that Israel's king had ripped his clothes, he sent word to the king, "Why did you rip your clothes? Let the man come to me. Then he'll know that there's a prophet in Israel." Nahaman arrived with his horses and chariots. He stopped at the door of Elisha's house. Elisha sent out a messenger who said, "Go wash 7 times in the Jordan River. Then your skin will be restored and you will become clean." But Nahaman went away in anger. He said, "I thought for sure that he'd come out to me, stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, wave his hand over the bad spot and cure the skin disease. Aren't the rivers in Damascus, the Abana and the Phabar, better than all Israel's waters? Couldn't I wash in them and get clean?" So he turned away and proceeded to leave in anger. Nahaman's servant came to him and spoke to him, "Our father, if the prophet had told you to do something difficult, wouldn't you have done it? All he said to you was wash and become clean." So Nahaman went down and bathed in the Jordan 7 times, just as the man of God had said. His skin was restored like that of a young boy, and he became clean. That is God's word for us this morning, and I pray that God will extend his blessing to the reading of the word to our hearts and minds today, and that God will give us ears to hear what the Spirit wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. When the senior minister at a big, huge church decided to go into the sanctuary and pray one day, he knelt at the altar, humbling himself and saying, "I am nothing, I am nothing." Well, when the assistant minister was overcome by the show of humility by the senior minister, he joined him. A little bit later, the janitor was cleaning and he stepped into the sanctuary and he was moved by all that had happened. So he came along and knelt down too and said, "I am nothing, I am nothing." Whereupon the assistant whispered to the senior minister, "Now look who thinks he's nothing too." I share that with you this morning, and that's not necessarily a joke, because of the importance of humility in our relationship with God. The main character of our reading today is Nahaman. Now, you may have heard him growing up called Naaman, but that's really not the pronunciation. And he's an army commander from Aram, which is in ancient Syria. Now, Nahaman is a man of strength and of position and standing in the kingdom. Yet he has this skin condition, which has no apparent cure. Ironically, when you read the story, and it is a little humorous, Nahaman is desperate enough to listen to the suggestion of his wife's Israeli slave girl, who says there is a prophet in Samaria who can cure him. Well, surely she is an unlikely source for a commander's needs. A poor prophet from an insignificant enemy country who follows a god that is different from the powerful gods of Aram. And news of this prophet comes to him via a slave girl. The whole situation seems absurd to Nahaman. Have you ever been in a situation where you thought everything that was happening just seemed absurd or outlandish or crazy? Yet to his credit, or as a sign of maybe his desperation, he is willing to follow her lead for help. Eventually, Nahaman arrives with impressive horses and chariots and a letter from the kings of Aram and Israel. He arrives at the door of Elisha the prophet. But as with every life that encounters God, Nahaman discovers the importance of humility. Let's look at that story for just a moment. Two things I want to share with you, and I've tried to make them real practical, I think, to our lives today. And I stop and I was thinking back through my life and how important it was to come before God with humility and a humble heart and an open heart. Let's look at it here. First of all, don't let offense keep us from God's best. If you remember when we were reading through there at the very end almost of the reading, except the part about where he responds and is healed, we find out that Nahaman was insulted by what had happened. When he arrives at Elisha's home in his impressive chariot and horses and others that were probably attending along with him, he is greeted by Elisha's servant, not Elisha. And Nahaman becomes offended and he basically says, "Wait a minute, I thought the prophet would come out and greet me. And not only that, but that he would wave his hand over me and pray to his God and I would be made whole." But Elisha's servant tells Nahaman to go wash himself 7 times in the Jordan River. And when Nahaman hears this, he becomes angry. Here's something I want us to hear this morning. Don't let resentment get in the way of God's answer. Nahaman's ego was wounded. Surely Elisha will come out for me. I'm the commander of the army of Aram. Surely he would come out for me. Not only was his ego wounded, but we see that his pride was insulted. National pride, really, if you think about it. Aren't the rivers in Damascus and these other places where I live at just as good as the River Jordan? You know, sometimes, well, I should say it this way. Often, if we're not careful, resentment happens after we've been wounded or insulted. I don't know if you've ever been there before. I have before. I've been wounded. I've been insulted before. And if we're not careful, resentment can take a hold in our hearts and build up and take a foothold, so to speak, And if we're not careful, it can cause us to miss God's best in our lives. And even though Nahaman is angry, if you read the story carefully, he refuses to let resentment keep him from the answer, because his servant says, hey, if he had asked you to go do some long thing that was difficult to do, you would have followed it. But all he told you to do was just go dip in the river 7 times. I wondered, as I was thinking about this week, do we let resentment keep us from God's best? Nahaman may have been a powerful person, but I think his military training taught him to follow orders. And he followed the prophet's orders. And I'll say more about what happens because of that. Don't let offense keep us from God's best. Second thing is, don't let pride keep us from God's best. In the story, as we're reading it, a couple things jump out. A couple things I want to share with you. God often sends others to help us when we're in need. And God sends this little girl, this little slave girl, and this foreign prophet to meet a need in his life. Nahaman needed help. So God sent these two outsiders to help him, both foreigners. The story is told from Nahaman's perspective. He is not the foreigner, even though he is, but they are from his perspective. And as I was thinking about this, my mind started to go back through the years that I pastored. And how many times have I met, well, how many times have I battled it in my own life, but how many times have I also met people in my congregation who were too proud to let somebody help them? Who were not willing to ask for help? And not only that, I met people in my congregation who were too proud to go to the doctor and get help when they were in need. And in some of those situations, it got so bad that those people were at the point of death, and then they asked for prayer. There's times I've wanted to shake those people and say, why did you wait so long? God has given us resources and answers in so many different ways, not just physically. You know, sometimes when we think of healing, we often think of physical, but God always thinks about us as whole people, you know, in our minds and our emotions and all kinds of aspects of our lives, because healing involves all kinds of aspects, including salvation. And I've known people who refuse help from friends, let alone strangers. And sometimes we're too proud to ask for help. Here's the thing, though. God often uses others to help us. Don't let pride keep us receiving God's help when God sends it. And not only that, but then this. Sometimes God asks us to do things we don't understand. Nahaman didn't understand. Well, why do you want me? Just wave your hand over me. Just perform a miracle, and it'll be all right. And the prophet says, no, you need to go dip. Wash yourselves 7 times. Washing 7 times in the muddy Jordan would have been very humiliating. And not only that, but it's kind of strange. I remember baptizing an adult once in the muddy Maumee River up around Toledo. And let me tell you, it was muddy. There's no doubt about it. And that was a unique experience. And they all told me, because it was my first time at my very first church, they said, we went up to have a church picnic right on the river, and there was a couple of people that wanted to get baptized. And they said, before I'd even gotten up there, because I'd only been at the church for a short period of time, and they said, we wanted to let you know, Pastor, it's muddy. And it was. It was tan looking. It was tan looking. Nahaman had to overcome his pride and follow Elisha's directions to receive his cleansing. And when he did, notice what the story tells us. His skin was restored like that of a child's. So Nahaman went down and bathed in the Jordan 7 times, just as the man of God had said. His skin was restored like that of a young boy and became clean. We all know the old line, don't we? That sometimes we are our own worst enemy. When it comes to receiving all that God wants for us, don't let offenses, don't let pride, in fact, don't let any cherished opinions or beliefs get in the way of receiving from God's best. Humbling ourselves is always a great place to start with God. Jesus taught us that. James taught us that when we come for healing. Scripture teaches that. Amen and amen. Well, this morning we are going to have a wonderful time, and it's my privilege. You can go down and get her, that's fine. To be able to share together in baptism this morning. It's always a pastor's privilege. About a month ago, we baptized, what was it, 11? We did. Some of our teenagers that were going through confirmation who had never been baptized. And we had an opportunity to not only baptize them, but to confirm them in the faith and receive them into membership. And through the years, we've baptized adults. And we did Sunday also, one of our adults that had never been baptized and wanted to be baptized. And but also, pastors have that special privilege to baptize the young ones and when they're young. And in that instance, the practice is we ask the parents to extend their faith out for their child and agree that it's going to make a difference in that child's life as they open up their hearts to the Lord and raise them in the faith. And so as soon as he gets back, she probably doesn't want to come back up. She's probably down there playing. But we're going to go ahead and we are going to invite Caitlin and her mom and dad, Matthew and Julie, and grandparents, Brad and Carla, you can come up too. And we're going to invite them all to come up this morning. And I'm going to ask you guys to face me for a minute, if you don't mind, and doing so. And so I'm going to ask Mommy and Daddy some questions this morning as we begin. And for both of you this morning, do you desire to have your child baptized into the faith and family of Jesus Christ? If so, say, we do. Will you teach this child that may lead to a profession of faith of Jesus as Lord and Savior? If so, say, we will with the help of God. Do you promise, according to the grace given to you, to grow with this child in the faith and to help her and celebrate her life in the mission of the church as she is affirmed in baptism today? If so, say, we will with the help of God. Jesus Christ calls us to make disciples of all nations and offer them the gift of grace in baptism. Do you who witness and celebrate this sacrament promise your love and support and care for the one about to be baptized when she is back in our community of faith, and as she grows in faith and life? And so say, we promise our love, support, and care.
We
By what name will your child be called?
Caitlin.
Caitlin Elise Burton. All right.
Yes,
there's a smile. See? No worries. Caitlin Elise, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and of the Holy Spirit. Child of God, disciple of Christ, sealed with the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's right. Let's celebrate that today. Caitlin Elise Burton, you can face them for just a moment. And we wish them all God's best as they, who knows where they might be stationed next. So, all right, well, let's join together there. And we'll take just a moment to greet one another. And then we'll close out with singing in two verses of America the Beautiful this morning. So you can take a moment and greet one another this morning. She was just fine. She started to smile. To follow along on the hymn book, we're going to be doing the first and third verse, or you can sing it there off the PowerPoint. Oh, beautiful for spacious sky, for amber waves of grain, for together for our benediction. Go forth and live generously, celebrating freedom. May the love of God, the peace of Christ, and the joy of the Holy Spirit be with us today and always. Amen.